So, how you doing again?
I'm fine.
I'm Deborah. I'm with DC Central Kitchen. And American University have paired up with DC Central Kitchen, and we're just talking. Let's move over here where we can just. Okay, right. Bring the baby over here. Yeah. So, what is asking people? So, how was it for you during the pandemic? Did you have any problems?
As far as problems, it was only for our school. It's the struggle with school. And still now, it's still struggle with school due to the COVID. Mm-hmm. My kids was on the computer, and it's like trying to work and having somebody to keep them while I go to work. Mm-hmm. It was real hard. It was stressful. You got both parents, and they're trying to jug everything out, and it still doesn't work.
Okay, all right.
And still now, today is a problem because the babies are catching COVID in school. Mm-hmm. And then we have to keep our children home so we know that they're safe. Mm-hmm. They need to come up with something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So my kids like to go to school. They love school. Mm-hmm. And I want them to come up with something. At least they could try to vaccinate them. Something.
Yeah.
It's fair. At least be fair. Let's be fair.
So during the COVID experience, if there's one word you can sum all of it up that would describe your experience, what that word would be?
A mess. It was chaos. It was a mess. Yes, it was. It was a mess. Everything was shut down. My heart was hurt. Everything that shut down. The only stores was open was Walmart and the corner stores.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, were the corner stores able to supply your need for food, mm-hmm, accessories?
Yeah.
You didn't have any problems?
No problems.
With that?
Nope. They made sure their neighbors was, they made sure their community was straight. They did. They had things going on. They had, DC Central Kitchen came out a couple times, you know. They do giveaways, and they still do giveaways due to the pandemic. Christmas, Thanksgiving. They always have stuff going on for us.
So would you say DC Central Kitchen is an asset to the
neighborhood? Yes, it is.
Yes,
it is. Especially to the elderly. Yes, it is.
Oh, great. So if you had another word that you could use to describe the positive that you can come out, get out of the COVID experience, if there were anything positive that you could come up with.
Not sure.
That's about five words. I thought you were going to say just not. You're going to go with not.
Okay, not.
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 Okay, moving forward, is there anything that you think that the district can do that will help you as far as help you moving forward, other than, you know, you already addressed the school?
As far as everything, I don't have any issues with anything. No issues with food. I don't have issues with food. I don't have issues with like supplies, like tissues, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I don't have any issues. I have family.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? My support system is strong. But that's not saying for everybody else. But at the end of the day, they should come up with other, you know, some opportunities for people that don't have, you know. Mm-hmm. And the people that do have need to step away and stop trying to be greedy all the time.
Okay.
And being cheap and trying to go out the easy way. And that's not fair to the ones that don't have, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, I'm going to say it certainly was a pleasure speaking with you, and I really do thank you for taking out the time to speak with me.
No problem.
Do you mind sharing your age?
I'm 29. I'll be 30 next month.
You look really good. and say your name again.
Cachet,
thank you so much.
You
enjoy
welcome.
The rest of your day.
Hey, yes, it's beautiful. Would you be okay if I took a picture of your daughter eating the watermelon?
You want to take a picture?
Yeah. Is that okay if
I need a picture?